VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us here as 2014 winds down, dealing with a number of issues, of course, this week on Crosstalk. And today we're going to present a kind of a year in review as it relates to one specific topic, and that is the LGBT-related agenda, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. There's a lot that has transpired during the course of this year, as well as there's a lot of things that are pending right now that are going to be propelling us in the year to come. So a lot of commentary on a number of these issues here today to certainly wake us up to where we are in our society today, and that certainly the need is there to present the life-changing message of the gospel. Praise the Lord for the scripture that says, "And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are cleansed." Certainly, that is the message of hope that is there to be conveyed as well. Joining me on the topic today is our special guest and friend, Peter LaBarber. He is founder and president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year. I hope you had a great Christmas.
Oh, I sure did, Peter, and likewise to you. Peter, you were last with us on Crosstalk in October, and that's when you were headed to trial in Canada. There was a verdict that came out just before Christmas. Tell us what transpired.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It was a great victory for us. On December 22nd, the judge, I know the word in Canada, they don't use the word judge, but I'm going to say Judge Marilyn Beaton issued a ruling on our case. This is, I was arrested with a pro-family activist in Canada named Bill Watcott. We were simply doing a pro-life and pro-family protest at the University of Regina, Saskatchewan. And because the university was so hostile to Bill Watcott's pro-family speech, they were watching for him, and basically they told him, "You're not allowed here. Your message is not allowed here, and if you don't leave, we're going to arrest you," even though it was a peaceful protest. And we even engaged with students, Jim. It was, you can't believe that this would actually be, they try to make this illegal. But anyways, we were arrested. I was put in jail for one night in a Canadian holding cell, and we were charged with criminal mischief. And on December 22nd, the judge found that that was, threw that out, so found us not guilty of the criminal mischief charge, and said we had the right, or Bill and I, especially Bill as a Canadian citizen, had the right to get his message out at a public university.
Wow. Well, Peter, there's only more of that to come, not only in Canada, but I fear here in the United States as well.
Oh, absolutely, Jim, because we have seen, you know, there's a reason that people are starting to use the word homofascism, which is sort of this sort of, you know, almost neo-totalitarian push to force people to approve of homosexuality. And it's because you can't take a sin, turn it into a civil right, and then expect it not to start trumping over the rights of people who simply disagree with that sin, because they believe, as you talked earlier, they believe in God's word that homosexual behavior, like all sexual sin, is against God.
Peter LaBarber with us here today. Peter, let's talk about one of the big issues here of 2014 that's propelling into the new year as well, and that's on so-called same-sex marriage. I have a statement that came from HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, as they look back at 2014. Here's how they report it. They say this year has been the most momentous This year has been the most momentous yet for marriage equality across the nation. At the beginning of the year, same-sex couples could marry in 16 states in the District of Columbia. Now at the end, 35 states in D.C. allow marriage equality. That number will jump to 36 on January 6 when same-sex couples in Florida are allowed to marry. That number seems primed to increase as judges across the country continue to rule in favor of marriage equality, and public support for this issue continues to rise. Your comment on the whole issue of so-called same-sex marriage.
Well, I think, Jim, this is probably the saddest, the most tragic story of 2014, how unelected judges, men and women in black robes, basically stole the will of the people. We know, and even many, I've found, Jim, that, and maybe you have too, many, even conservatives, are confused. They think that states have somehow voted in gay marriage. I believe only two states have voted in so-called homosexual marriage, which, of course, is not really marriage. All the other states that they're talking about, it has been imposed by judges. This is the homosexual activists know that they couldn't get it through the people, so they worked through the courts, and now they've got in state after state, even in places like Oklahoma, where I think the percentage was 75 to 25 in favor of the Defense of Marriage Amendment, judges have arrogantly thrown those away. And what is shocking to me is to see, you know, where are the Republicans? Where is the opposition? You can't, in our system, you can't just have judges deciding the law. But where is the groundswell of opposition to this judicial overreach?
Yeah, sadly, this, you know, to say that many times those who label themselves as conservatives in Congress and the Senate are speechless. They don't say a word.
Well, you know, look at, unfortunately, look at the leaders. They're right there in your state. You've got Governor Walker. And I, you know, I like most conservatives. I love Governor Walker. Everybody across the country sees what he has done, and we're nonpartisan. It's not that it's not a Republican thing. They've seen his leadership. But when it came to your marriage amendment being struck down in Wisconsin, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Governor Walker showed much leadership there. If I recall correctly, he said something to the effect was he'll let the, you know, he's going to contest it, but he's not, it's not going to be an issue. I can't remember the exact wording, but we've seen this same mantra played over and over again by Republican leadership. You know, where they're basically not going to make marriage an issue. Recently, I saw a column by Michael Barone, famous conservative pundit. He's the one who knows all the data about elections across the country. And he basically said the gay marriage issue is over. Move on. It's not even going to be an issue in the next election. And it's that sort of capitulation, Jim, that sort of cowardly just abandoning of truth and defense of truth, which only eggs on the progressives in their war against, you know, normalcy, effectively.
And we do have some conflicting court opinions that have come through the appellate courts, and we understand that coming up on January 9th, that the nine justices of the Supreme Court are going to be considering some cases from different states at their conference meeting as to what cases they're going to be taking. And, Peter, it's very likely that the court is going to be taking up this conflict between the appellate courts and have a final decision that they rule on so-called same-sex marriage by the end of their term at the end of June of 2015.
Yeah, and I don't know what to expect. It seems that they did not want to impose it unilaterally completely when they struck down DOMA, which was, of course, a vast judicial overreach. And they also let the Canadian, remember the California Prop 8, they let that stand, the overthrow of Prop 8 by a homosexual judge, by the way, in that one, Jim. So, I mean, I'm not very bullish on relying on the courts to defend the right of people to define marriage. But I think what maybe some people speculate that what they were hoping for was that enough appeals courts, et cetera, would rule in favor of homosexual so-called marriage, that it would be sort of it wouldn't be need to go to the Supreme Court.
Well, along with this matter of so-called same-sex marriage is another weapon, and it's called a weapon that homosexual rights movements are using, and that is to launch something that they call as being same-sex divorce. This is from WND.com. It says the victories for the homosexual rights movement now have spawned a new issue, same-sex divorce, which opponents say is yet another tool to establish same-sex marriage in states that currently do not recognize it. In one case, two men who married in Iowa, where same-sex marriage is recognized, now live in Missouri, where their legal union is not recognized, and now they're trying to get a divorce. So the case is before the Missouri Supreme Court that's going to decide whether or not the two can obtain a divorce to, you know, chase their dreams without the encumbrance of marriage. But it's not recognized, but they're trying to bring in same-sex marriage into a state that doesn't recognize it.
Yeah, Jim, and this is the same old thing. Whatever it takes to advance the pro-homosexual propaganda and the pro-homosexual ideology and laws. You know, this is what we saw, you know, in the same thing where they want a marriage that was a so-called marriage that was, say, legal in Massachusetts. They moved to Texas and tried to get that legalized. The homosexual movement has a lot more money, a lot more well-paid lawyers, and they've got, and I have to say, on this marriage issue, they just outgunned the pro-family side. And I think the whole marriage, focusing only on marriage was to the detriment of the pro-family cause overall, Jim, I think, because it gave them, the other side, a huge target to shoot at, and they've shot at it very effectively. The only problem is they left democracy behind, because all these states, I can't, we need to total up the number of votes, Jim, that were basically neutered by all these judicial overreaches negating same-sex marriage amendments.
Multiple millions all across this nation. Peter, once, as you know, once this definition of marriage changes, there is no limit to new definitions for marriage. And as we look back at 2014, one of the things that we have seen is the mainstream media pushing something called polyamory. In addition, I learned today that there's a polyamory society. There's polyamorous dating sites. There's certainly news coverage going on of news magazines and news articles on polyamory. There's apps for polyamory. And I found that there's even a 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports polyamory and relationship choice. Once we've destroyed marriage, Peter, this is something that's hitting us now. And let me get your perspective. Do you see that there's a coming tidal wave of polyamory to hit our nation?
Well, right, Jim. Remember what the homosexual lobby used to say. They said it's all about love. If two people love each other, they should be able to get married. Well, if that's the case, why not three men and two women? If they quote unquote love each other, I mean, once you destroy the walls, once you take the boundaries away, it's like a flood that spreads everywhere. And of course, we're going to, you just educated me, Jim. I wasn't aware that the poly movement was that big. I'll tell you what, though, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, they're the second largest homosexual activist group, I believe, in the United States. They hold a Creating Change conference every year for homosexual activists and transgender and bisexual. Mm-hmm. And they also include poly activists. And that conference will this year be sponsored, next year in 2015, will be sponsored by Office Depot and Southwest Airlines, two major companies and other companies, you know, basically funding for this extremist agenda, which now includes everything, you know, not just homosexuality. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look at corporate America here in just a moment. But, Peter, you've raised another issue here. Not only is it polyamory, but we're seeing a huge, huge push, which I'm calling the transgender push, from schools and sports programs all the way into Eric Holder saying that you know, companies have contracts with the U.S. government cannot discriminate on so-called transgender issues. We have a congressman who's saying, I'm going to be introducing the legislation with the new legislature coming into Congress that's going to have transgender rights and protections. A comment on this huge push that we're seeing right now toward transgenderism, not only in 2014, but in the year to come.
Yeah, Jim, you could say 2014 was the year of the transgender. Because the homosexual lobby, I guess, thinks that it has pretty much won. And so they're pushing hard on transgender issues. And what people need to know about this is, it's really gender rebellion and gender confusion that they're really encouraging among young people. It's very sad. I have seen women who had their healthy breasts surgically removed to appear like men. I have witnessed that. It is shocking. And that's where the rubber hits the road of these, trendy ideologies. People actually get hurt. You have men and women getting these awful so-called sex reassignment surgeries, which do great damage to the body, Jim. And that's where, you know, we see the effect of these terrible, awful, ungodly ideas.
And folks, it's being pushed in schools all across the nation right now as well, with special protections for transgenders to use the locker rooms and restroom facilities of the gender for which they choose to identify. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk. Having a year in review here today on Crosstalk on LGBT-related issues, our guest is Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Peter, as we were entering into that last break there, we were talking about the transgender movement and push going on across the nation. And one of the aspects of this transgender movement is what they call gender identity. So even if one doesn't mutilate their bodies physically as such, they are still pushing for special rights for those who want to identify as a gender that is opposite of how they were conceived. So if a boy wants to identify as a girl, that he should then be able to, through his opinion, utilize the girls' restrooms, girls' shower rooms, girls' locker room facilities, on and on the list goes.
Yeah, Jim, we have to realize what's at stake here. we're basing the law rather than on truth and reason and provable facts. We're basing it on subjective feelings. Some woman wants to become a man, a guy wants to become, thinks he's a woman, and it's because they think that way, that's who ostensibly they are. It's preposterous, and yet they're talking about basing law on it. And you know, the number of identities just keeps growing. Now there's something called genderqueer, which is, I guess, you know, you don't want to be any particular gender. You could be a boy one day and a trans man the next. There's gender fluid people and all of these things, Jim. And it just shows you that when you remove, again, you remove God's appropriate boundaries, God made them male and female, then anything goes. And so we're devolving into this chaotic post-Christian world, and there's going to be no order because you can't have laws based on this nonsense.
Peter, next week is when the new Congress takes over. I believe it's January 3rd, and at the very end of this week, I should say. And we do know that legislation is going to be introduced rather early in the session to have what is known as ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. You have some strong concerns regarding it.
Sure, and I think the good thing is it's not likely to go anywhere, but we still have to contact our senators and congressmen. Obviously, with the Republicans just wiping the Democrats out in the last election, I don't think ENDA is going to go anywhere. However, a lot of people are fooled by this word discrimination. We all discriminate in life. We make, you know, when my daughter brings a guy home in a couple of years on a first date, and I meet him, I'm going to be discriminating in terms of what, you know, I don't want there to be a 5-inch earring hanging off his left ear. And I don't want his hair down to his rear end. We all discriminate in good ways. This idea that we can't, that nothing's better than everything else, that it's this egalitarianism that pervades this movement, just like their phrase marriage equality, Jim. It's simply not equal. Two men or two women by themselves cannot produce a child. Homosexuality is discriminated against by nature itself. Nature discriminates against homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And so they will try to introduce ENDA, but they will have the full transgender component. And as you alluded to earlier, what that means is so-called rights for transgenders in bathrooms. You have a biologically born male who believes he's a female, and so he wants to use the female according to his feelings. The problem is that violates the space of the real women in the restroom. Women do not want guys in their restroom, period.
Peter, and this is carrying itself over then as well to what is happening in businesses. I mean, the likes of ENDA, and we know that through executive action, they're trying to enforce their version of ENDA. They're legislating from the executive branch, but
right.
We've had Christian bakers under attack for not baking a cake for a so-called same-sex, you know, wedding recognition. However, I don't know if you've seen some of these undercover calls that were being made to pro-homosexual bakers who were refusing to bake Christian wedding cakes.
Yeah, who was that who did that, Jim?
I think that was Ted Shoebot at the time.
Yes, I think he deserves the award for the most creative pro-family Christian advocate in the country. Calling up these progressive, so-called, you know, liberal bakers and saying, would you make me a cake for my traditional marriage party or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And then refusing out of hand, saying, we can't do that. It just shows the massive hypocrisy of the left.
Yeah.
Here they are demanding that Christians, people of faith, you know, make a cake for a so-called wedding based on homosexuality, which any Christian who's a faithful Christian should reject. They're demanding that, and they refuse, or most homosexual activists, many who I've talked to, they will not recognize the right of people to adhere to their own religious faith on homosexuality, and yet turn around and, you know, the pro-homosexual bakers, they don't want to bake a traditional cake themselves. So everybody should have the right to live by their own moral creed.
Could it be that we're going to see lawsuits against some of the homosexual bakeries?
Well, if there's, you know, the problem with the lawsuits is, you know, I think you probably agree with me, Jim. I don't think a liberal baker should be forced mm-hmm. to make a cake for anything. I mean, we have to respect the rights of people who own their own small business. Asking a Christian to make a homosexual so-called marriage cake, wedding cake, is like asking a Jew to bake a cake for David Duke. I mean, this is ridiculous. We have to adhere and respect the rights of small businessmen to live by their own faith creed.
Another huge story in 2014, Peter, as you know, has been the growing corporate support for the LGBT movement. Many corporations have been mentioned through the course of 2014. I'm going to just talk about some of the current things going on right now. And Peter, you recently raised a huge concern in a recent article pertaining to Walmart. What's going on?
Well, Jim, this is a huge story. Walmart, I didn't realize this until I started doing the research. Walmart is pretty much sold out, almost 100%, to the homosexual lobby. They now have a 90% rating with the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index. And, Jim, can I take just a minute to explain how this rigged system works?
How does it work, Peter?
Okay, it's called the CEI, the Corporate Equality Index, put out by the Human Rights Campaign, the world's largest homosexual lobby group. What they do is they give pro-homosexual points up to 100. 100 is a perfect score. And so you get, you know, 15 points for giving money to a homosexual cause, et cetera. The problem is the system is totally rigged. If Apple Computer gives $25,000 to a gay pride event, they get 25 points. If they were to give $25,000 to WVCY to promote traditional marriage, or Americans for Truth to promote traditional marriage, that company would lose, I think it is 15 points, Jim. So the system is totally rigged to be pro-homosexual, and yet all these companies are going around coveting this 100% ranking by the Corporate Equality Index. And now it turns out that Walmart has a 90%. In 2004, I believe, or 2006, they had a 40% ranking. So Walmart has started giving money to homosexual activist groups and so-called gay pride events in order to up its score on this biased, rigged CEI ranking.
Peter, what are you suggesting people do?
I'm telling people to call, asking them to call Walmart and say, at the very least, we don't expect you to promote immoral behavior, which is what homosexuality and gender rebellion is. However, at the very least, they need to be neutral. They cannot be giving to the homosexual group like they're giving, Jim, to the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, which is a homosexual activist group which helps elect out in crowd mostly Democrat lawmakers, you know, politicians. Walmart can't give to that group and then not give to a pro-family group. At the very least, we expect them to be neutral on the homosexual issue.
And, folks, if you'd like to comment to Walmart, their number is 1-800-WALMART. That's 800-925-6278. That's 800-925-6278. Peter, I'd like to just share just even some recent stories that have come to us, further examples of corporate support in the news of recent. Here we have December 23rd. The Blaze is reporting of a new Tylenol commercial featuring lesbian moms in a mixed unit comprised of four parents. In this spot, they say, quote, "Our definition of family is now expanding and blossoming, so it's not this rigid family is not this rigid, you know, what it used to be. Family is what you make it out to be." A senior director for the Tylenol brand told Advertising Age that the company isn't worried about controversy as a result of the ad, noting it reflects serving our consumers and how unique and diverse they are. Then that's Tylenol. Then we have Sons of Liberty Media reporting yesterday that an unreleased Taco Bell commercial advances the agenda of same-sex marriage, with two men seemingly falling in love that leads to marriage. And they're asking the question through Sons of Liberty Media, why is Taco Bell not releasing that commercial yet? They already saw they've got it on their site, the pre-release of this commercial. And then we have Mass Resistance reporting of major U.S. corporations giving huge donations to the LGBT group Human Rights Campaign. This is a group that created the Welcoming Schools campaign to introduce the concept of homosexuality to children. But they talk about their corporations supporting them, like Citizens Bank, Liberty Mutual Insurance, Staples, and CVS Help. This is outrageous, Peter.
Yes, and there's so many companies supporting so much of the homosexual agenda that I think we need to focus. And Americans for Truth is going to be working on this as well, Jim. Focus on areas. For example, in the gas area, ExxonMobil is one of the companies that has not bended. Exxon has not bended to the homosexual movement like some of the other companies have. We thought Walmart was solid until a few years ago, and evidently, while nobody was paying attention, Walmart started giving to, you know, homosexual pride events, Jim, where they have the most debauched displays, public nudity, all these terrible things with these pride parades. Why is Walmart financing those types of events? And so we need to focus on the ones where we use, and we need to let those companies know that we do not appreciate them supporting immoral behavior.
Peter, also in this corporate, and we could talk for hours just on what corporate America has been doing. I mean, we've talked about the General Mills and the Betty Crocker and these types of things out there. But, Peter, you also have recently written about concerns that you've had regarding Tim Cook at Apple.
Yeah, Tim Cook at Apple came out as an open homosexual back in August, I think. And, Jim, he made it worse by saying that he said, "I am proud to be gay. And I consider being gay something to the effect of, I consider being gay to be among the greatest gifts that God has given me."
Hmm.
So he implicated our Heavenly Father in his sinful behavior. And for that, AFTA is declaring Tim Cook for having told the biggest gay lie of 2014. God has nothing to do with his homosexual behavior. He's trying to justify himself. So what he and the homosexual activists Bobby are doing is they're trying to steal away Christianity and God to affirm their lifestyle because they're so desperate to legitimize it.
Peter LaBarbera with us today from Americans for Truth. His website is AmericansForTruth.com. AmericansForTruth.com. Peter, another story that's, renewed itself in 2014 that's going to be certainly in the headlines in 2015 is the Food and Drug Administration now recommending that homosexuals be permitted to donate blood. And rather than have this lifetime deferral, they're saying, well, if a man has gone a full year without that sexual contact with another man, they should be able to donate blood. And we understand that the FDA is making their recommendation even before their Blood Products Advisory Committee has finished their research on this issue, of which there was testimony like from Peter Sprigg from Family Research Council that gave great warnings regarding this, as other testimony as well. About your comment here on the FDA.
Well, this looks like another Obama pro-homosexual job, inside job, Jim. To change it without even, I mean, there is going to be a period of public comment, but it looks like the fix is in, as is so often the case with Obama, just like he did on same-sex so-called marriage. And, Jim, there are so many health risks. In 2011, 94 to 95% of all HIV/AIDS cases among young men were linked to homosexual sex.
We're going to come back with this topic right after the break. Peter LaBarbera with us today on Crosstalk on the VCY America Network. Peter LaBarbera with us from Americans for Truth about homosexuality. Peter, just before we come back here to the FDA-related issue and our blood supply, give us a word about your organization.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Our group is Americans for Truth about homosexuality. The website is AmericansForTruth.com, all written out, and we basically try to report the information that the media likes to spike and respond to the very powerful, well-funded homosexual lobby.
And the website, again, is AmericansForTruth.com. That's AmericansForTruth.com. Peter, yes. We're talking about this Food and Drug Administration recommendation to allow men who have had sexual relations with men to be able to donate blood. We do know that the Blood Products Advisory Committee were reluctant to recommend any change. They heard testimony from the likes of Peter Sprigg and others. Yet we see the FDA forging ahead with this, and I know you've got some grave concerns, even health-wise, as this decision is looming.
Well, Jim, it just doesn't make sense to me. Sexually transmitted diseases among especially male homosexuals are going through the roof. As I said before the break, almost every case of HIV among men ages 13 to 24 is related to homosexual sex. That's astonishing. That implicates homosexual behavior as very high risk. Now we see that syphilis, pretty much the CDC has said that predominantly syphilis is related to homosexual men. So 84% of all new syphilis cases back, I think, in 2012 or 2013, I can't remember the year, but 84% were homosexual related. So that's become a so-called gay disease. And various other, now there are warnings going out about anal cancer, gay ads in gay areas, media for anal cancer. Why would we be changing the rules now when we see all the sexually transmitted diseases skyrocketing among homosexuals?
Folks, I want to quickly give you, and we conducted a full program on this early in December, and you have many contacts there on our website at crosstalkamerica.com. But some of the contact numbers that we gave you were to Sylvia Burwell, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, at 877-696-6775. They also have a comment line at 202-205-5445. We have Margaret Hamburg, the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, at 301-796-5000, 301-796-5000. And even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their number 404-639-7000. Again, you'll find all those numbers from earlier this month at crosstalkamerica.com. Peter, we're seeing many issues coming out. One issue, though, that the mainstream media seems to be ignoring is the arrest of a gay activist, Terry Bean. Who is he?
Terry Bean is a co-founder of both the Human Rights Campaign and the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund. That's the latter is the group that I mentioned earlier, which helps select openly homosexual people to the office, local, state, and federal office. But Human Rights Campaign is the biggest homosexual lobby group in the world. And Terry Bean is a co-founder. And it turns out that, and this is, you know, homosexual activist, he got an award from the Human Rights Campaign. He's lauded as a great humanitarian. He was a gay rights activist in Portland, Oregon, I believe. And here, lo and behold, Terry Bean has been arrested for having a sodomitic encounter with a 15-year-old boy. He's 66 years old now. I believe when he was 65, he is alleged to have had committed sodomy with a 15-year-old boy. And so did his 25-year-old boyfriend, Jim. I know this is terrible stuff. A 65-year-old man with a 25-year-old so-called boyfriend. Both of them are alleged to have sodomized a 15-year-old boy.
And yet the mainstream media not picking up on this one.
Well, yeah, this is the only place it's been reported is the conservative media. And it's good that the conservative media are picking it up. But if this had been a famous Republican, I forgot to mention, Jim, this guy is a major, major bundler for Obama. He was friends with the Obamas. There's pictures of him on his website, all sorts of pictures of him with the Obamas. He held an event for Obama, I believe, in Portland, a fundraising event. So he's a high-powered money man for the Democrats. Had this been the other way around, and it was a high-powered Republican who was convicted of something like this, the media would be all over it. But because it's this Democrat and because of the homosexual factor, the fact that this is pederasty, sex between men and boys, the media is not covering it.
Peter LaBarbera with us today. I've got more to talk about, but folks, let's open the phone lines today. If you'd like to ask a question, make a comment of our guest here today, the telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. It's a year in review on LGBT issues, a predominant issue during 2014 that is carrying over into the new year. Again, our number, 800-733-9829. Peter, another one of the issues that came forth primarily in 2014 is an article here from the Huffington Post that says 15 of the biggest LGBT sports moments of 2014, saying that 2014 was a watershed year for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender athletes. We have, of course, the Michael Sam NFL draft and the kiss that he gave to his boyfriend. We have the 2014 Olympic Games that took place and certainly the unraveling of what it means to be an LGBT athlete. They talk about the International Olympic Committee now adding sexual orientation to their non-discrimination policy for countries that are going to be hosting the games. They also talk about the U.S. encouraging World Cup LGBT athletes to come out, so to speak. The United Nations made a statement this past summer for World Cup athletes to come out without fear. On and on it goes through the sports arena. Your comment.
Well, I think the IOC, one of all of them, is the most important, Jim. What about a culture which is not as decadent as the United States hosting the Olympics? That means that in order to get the Olympics, they're going to have to bend their morals. which is sort of what we're seeing in Europe, right? And in, and also in places like Jamaica, where I went, and the United States is pushing homosexuality on the Jamaicans. Turns out 90% of Jamaicans favor having an anti-sodomy law, Jim. I don't know if you saw that. But, the Michael Sam thing was the most, it got the most attention. I was hoping Michael Sam, not because of homosexuality, I just wished the best for him getting on a football team because I cheer for people getting out and making it into the NFL. But celebrating homosexuality has nothing to do with football. And what's really sad about America now is, because of this politically correct promotion of homosexuality in every single major, sporting, league, NBA, Major League Baseball, and now the NFL, it's going to get to the point where you can't take your son or daughter to a sporting event without risking the promotion of immorality to them at the game. What if you're sitting at you're at a baseball game, which happened, I believe, out on the West Coast, sitting at a baseball game and a couple of lesbians start making out or pecking, kissing each other, groping each other at the game. Well, we're all against PDAs, public displays of affection by anybody, but certainly homosexuality is a special case. Most parents don't want homosexual behavior promoted to their son or daughter. And this is what is going to happen to sports because of this.
And there are various sporting venues that are having gay pride days take place for their stadium as well. Let's go to the phone lines. By the way, our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Doug is calling from Ringgold, Georgia. Doug, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to make a comment. You said something about some of the states that even voted this transgender mess down. Anyway, we did have a referendum in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I mean, we had to work like everything to get it on there. The mayor is a classmate of Obama. That might tell you a little something. But anyway, we worked for months and months. Looked like we wasn't going to make it. Last week, we got more and enough signatures to get it on referendum. Anyway, it was voted down. And we were so glad about that. And the mayor was going, he was really going to mess up the city employees' insurance with it.
So this was a employee benefit program that was voted on?
Well, it was the city employees' insurance, what it was.
Okay.
And we didn't want it because they might be a bunch of them get AIDS or something like that. And the city, as I understand it, is self-insured, and that would really put a real damper on the budget.
So the citizenry got involved, and the council voted it down.
The council was for it. The citizens voted it down.
Okay.
The council was for it.
Okay.
And that's the reason we had to get the referendum.
Gotcha.
And one of them, they doesn't have to do this, but I've been seeing that they're getting women in the Ranger program in the service, and they certainly don't need that either.
Thank you for the call here, Doug. And yeah. The military is another whole area, Peter, where we even now have a push. I mean, we are seeing sexual assaults on the increase in the military, but now there is a continued push for having transgenders to serve in the military.
Right. And, Jim, didn't we remember that when the homosexuals in the military was pushed, they said this was not about transgenderism. Well, of course, they were lying, and now all the homosexual groups are pushing transgenders in the military. So those of you who remember the TV show MASH, Klinger was the one, right? I guess Klinger was ahead of his time, the guy. But on the TV show, Klinger was always dressing as a woman to get thrown out of the military. Apparently now, under Obama, if you're a man, you put on a dress, wear makeup and high heels, maybe you'll get a special bonus in the military. I mean, the whole world is upside down, and a lot of it, this agenda, if you think about it, Jim, a lot of it has been propelled way farther than it would have gone because of Obama. I believe that's the case on the same-sex marriage, now on the transgenderism, where Holder just basically declared it a partial civil rights issue now, unilaterally. Holder, who's supposed to be on his way out, is still making all these radical changes. Obama and his administration, and he is the most pro-homosexual, pro-transgender president in American history, he has propelled a lot of this radical agenda forward.
Let's go to Washington State. Ron, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Sodomy, any of these aberrant sexual activities are a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. Mm-hmm. And that's you can read that in the very first sentence of the Declaration of Independence. Therefore, any law, any type of proclamation that in any way legitimizes this is absolutely invalid. any judge who rules that way has violated his oath of office in the Constitution of the United States and should be summarily removed from office. Also, one of the big problems, I know some clergymen, it's not a big deal to many of them. In fact, if you take strong stands against sodomy and some of that, they kind of look down their snoot at you as a legalist.
Can I comment on that, Jim?
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, that's a great observation. We're sort of now seeing the reverse Pharisaism. I don't know, I guess you could call it, where the pastor, so many pastors are afraid of losing their non-Catholic status or being called a name or being protested by homosexual activists, and they're starting to bend on the homosexual issue. But then, you know, if you take a stand, then sometimes you're looked at funny. And so we have got to insist that people of faith and our leaders defend the Bible. They live out the Bible. And it is impossible to take any step towards so-called gay rights and believe the Bible, because you don't grant rights based on behavior which God calls an abomination. That's ridiculous.
Right. It's not a civil right. It's a civil wrong. And it's time people started saying that.
It's a human wrong. And I think gender, I'm starting to call the transgender movement is basically gender rebellion. It's like saying God made men beautifully, men or women, boys and girls. And what the transgenders are doing is saying, God, I reject how you made me. I'm going to change it myself, or I'm going to call it what I want to call it. So even they've rejected their own bodies as given to them by God.
Ron, thank you for your call. We're going to take a break. Peter LaBarber is our guest. We'll be back in 60 seconds. A year in review here today on Crosstalk on LGBT-related issues. Tomorrow we're going to be covering just a multiplicity of other issues and getting more of your feedback on this year in review here as we look back at 2014. But Peter LaBarber with us today, taking your calls at 800-733-9829. Back to the phone lines. Jim is calling from Wisconsin. Jim, you're on the air.
I wanted to make a comment and then ask a question. I wanted to point out these various groups. With the ACLU, it's one that comes to my mind here in Wisconsin, where they fought the voter ID law and said everybody's vote should count, but then they turn right around and say that everybody that voted for the marriage amendment, we can't; those votes don't count. The utter hypocrisy there.
Yeah.
Great point.
And then I'm just wondering, what are the odds of our marriage amendment being reinstated here in Wisconsin and the other states?
I can't give you odds, but I can tell you this, that it looks like we already are on a collision course through the appellate courts, and the United States Supreme Court is going to have to readdress this issue. I know that man's heart is continually evil, and I would only encourage people all across this nation to be in regular prayer for the Supreme Court as this issue comes back before them again. They have a conference coming up on January 9th in which some marriage issues may be coming in. So I can't give you a percentage issue, but I know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Peter, any comment?
Yeah, that's a great point about the hypocrisy. Somehow the votes don't matter when they go the wrong way that the left doesn't like. And there are so many millions of votes that were cast in defense of marriage at long odds, by the way, because most of these campaigns were outspent by the pro-homosexual side. So I wish that in the candidates that come up for the 2016 race, I hope and pray that one of them is a statesman who brings this issue forward and doesn't just play the politically correct game of trying to avoid the homosexual and the gay marriage issue altogether.
Courtney is calling from Miami, Florida. You're on the air, Courtney.
God bless you. I love what you're talking about today, because it seemed to me about the pastors, they got to cry out about sin. They can't not take down about sin, because it's a passage in the Bible. I can't find it right now, but it talks about when they say, Lord, Lord, didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we do this in your name and all that? And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And that workers of iniquity, that's also those that didn't preach the word that he said to warn the people that they can be saved. They can come out of homosexuality. No sin is so bad that God can't save them from it. We got to warn the people.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
for
God bless you all, and you had a wonderful show today.
Thank you for your call. And, Peter, one of the things that we're recognizing right now is not only are we seeing these things domestically, but the Obama administration is putting huge pressure internationally on nations to also accept the same LGBT philosophy that he has. And we are seeing country after country that's falling to this. Here's an article from The Advocate. Taiwan removes surgical barriers to trans citizens' legal rights. We are seeing other countries around the world that are adopting the LGBT agenda at the behest of the Obama administration.
Yeah, so Jim, instead of being a force for good, we became a force for evil. And it's just like the way we promoted abortion overseas. But keep in mind that many parts of the world the people are still with God. As I said, Jamaica, I spoke there. The Obama and the administration and the Europeans were trying to pressure Jamaica to get rid of its sodomy law, you know, making sodomy illegal. They call it buggery, using the British word. 90% of a poll was done by, I think, a local newspaper in Jamaica. 90% of the people wanted to keep the law. And so if we can just hold on here, and the principle is do not give up the truth. And what I like to tell people is, Jim, use the sexual sin substitution test. Whenever you hear the word gay or homosexual, substitute another sexual sin in place of the word gay and see if it makes sense. We don't go around scolding people for incest phobia or for being pornography phobes. Mm-hmm. It's only the homosexual issue which we try to grant some sort of special approved status.
Let's pick up our final call today. Jane in Casper, Wyoming, you're on the air.
I was calling to let you know that we let my homeschool granddaughter go to school this year. She was in eighth grade, and my daughter's going to take her out. She won't go back after this Christmas break. She's made friends with a girl that calls her Wifey, and I come to find out that that's a common thing to call your girlfriend Wifey, and I had a talk with this her friend and just told her that that is not good to call someone that because mm-hmm. it goes along with being a homosexual. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share that's going on in an eighth grade junior high school.
Wow. Thank you, Jane, for sharing that with us today. And Peter, the indoctrination that's going on in the schools is huge. I mean, we have seen school assemblies with elementary students that have been taught all about the homosexual gay pride flag and pro-homosexual speakers coming before kids. Massive, massive, massive indoctrination taking place in our nation's schools.
Right. And when the homosexual lobby says that gay marriage doesn't affect anybody but homosexuals, that's absolutely not true. When you have the state giving its imprimatur of approval on so-called marriage between two men or two women, then that really forces everybody in government, and that includes the public schools, to treat homosexual so-called marriage like the real thing. And so it must be taught. It cannot be treated any differently from real marriage, and that forces more homosexual propaganda on the kids.
One other thing here, and again, as we were talking about the Obama administration, its push of the LGBT activist agenda around the world, one just scratches her head at the recent dealings with Cuba. And Fox News carried a story just before Christmas that says rights for the LGBT community have also advanced under Raul Castro, whose daughter is the island's most prominent advocate for gay rights. The government's free universal health care system now pays for gender reassignment surgery, and gay pride parades are an annual fixture. And I wondered, did this have any connection to Mr. Obama making the decision he did? Peter LaBarbera.
I wouldn't be surprised, Jim.
Yeah. Peter, again, give us your website where people can stay alert and up to date on the issues like we've talked about here today.
Yes, and if anybody wants to make a year-end donation, those are tax deductible because we're a IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. The website is Americans for Truth, all written out, F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.com.
Peter LaBarbera, our guest here today. Peter, thanks for joining us in this review of the year. And really reminds us of the need to be in prayer here for the year to come, doesn't it?
Yes, and Happy New Year to you, Jim, and to Vic,
thank
too.
You. God bless you, Peter.
God bless.
And, folks, again, that website is AmericansForTruth.com to stay abreast on a number of these issues discussed here. A year in review here today on LGBT issues. It's been a very activist year for this homosexual agenda. More to come is on their plate for 2015. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.